From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for August 4th, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news Friday, August 1st through Monday, August 4th. Ginsberg's Foods will pay $1 for 33 acres of land valued at $280,000, Joe Gentile reported in the Register Star. The sale, as approved by the Columbia Economic Development Corporation Tuesday, July 29th, does have certain conditions attached, according to the CEDC Executive Director Ken Flood. It has not been determined if the food distributor will pay taxes on the property or not. The parcel in question is located on Route 66 across from Gerald R. Simmons Industrial Park. It is partially located in Claverick and Ghent. Ginsberg's hopes to break ground in October for a new warehouse and maintenance facility. Once complete, the building's total footprint will be approximately 300,000 square feet. The project has not yet been approved by the Claverick or Ghent planning boards. Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail, the town of Catskill will hold a public hearing on its proposed sewer district map and the accompanying report 6 p.m. Tuesday, August 5th at the town hall. The hearing this week is the next step in the process to formally establish the district. The proposed district includes all properties along County Route 23B from Leeds to Jefferson Heights. It runs from the Athens town line in Leeds down to the Catskill Village border and the Route 9W corridor. The project is projected to cost $11 million, which includes an upgrade to the village sewer system to handle the increased flow. The district map, along with the report, can be found online at townofcatskillny.gov under public notices. Brian Fitzgerald reported in the Times Union on the types of weather events occurring in the capital region, the severity of those events, and where they are happening. According to data analyzed by the paper, approximately 5,700 significant weather events have been logged in the 11 counties that make up the region since 1996. The paper also found, though the warming effects of climate change have been well documented, snow still disrupts day-to-day life in the capital region more frequently than any other kind of weather. The winter of 2014 was exceptionally cold, with a record number of instances of extreme cold, wind chill, freeze, or frost documented. Extreme wind is the second most common weather event, and while most severe weather trends have increased in recent years, lightning strikes have decreased sharply. A map of severe weather events by county, including Columbia and Greene, can be found at timesunion.com. Public News Service is reporting consumer advocates say an FCC proposal for internet fast lanes could slow down the web for more than 60% of New Yorkers who use the internet to download videos, among other tasks. Mike Clifford has the story.
It's a proposal pending before the FCC that would create fast lanes on the internet, and new data indicates New Yorkers have plenty at stake in the ongoing debate. 96% of New York adults use the internet, according to Shonda Ball with AARP New York. She says the FCC fast lane plan could leave plenty of New Yorkers in the dust when it comes to doing the things they most often end up doing online.
We found that 63% of New York adults watch videos on video sharing sites that could be slowed down by this whole idea of eliminating net neutrality.
The FCC is allowing comments on the proposal through September the 10th. AARP says consumers would be better protected if the agency would reclassify broadband as a telecommunications service. Ball says it's not just fun on the internet that needs protecting. She says the current system of net neutrality is a big factor that allows New Yorkers to age in place rather than in expensive nursing homes.
There's a lot of innovation happening in the medical field where people who have certain diseases can be monitored from their homes. We believe that net neutrality needs to remain in place to continue to allow these things to happen.
The bottom line, Ball says, is creating those fast lanes could slow down New Yorkers at some of the things they most like to do when they're using the internet.
Things like sharing pictures, downloading music files. We found that 67% of New York adults engage on social media sites, and 45% download music files.
Ball says almost half of New Yorkers spend up to 3 hours online per day. For Public News Service, I'm Mike Clifford.
Taking a look at the local weather forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. Isolated to scattered non-severe thunderstorms with locally heavy rain are possible today. Today, isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 81, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 61. Tuesday, isolated showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 84. Tuesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 80. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 58. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 58. Sunrise today was at 5:52 a.m. and sunset today is at 8:10 p.m. with the length of the day being 14 hours and 18 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, August 4th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.